I'm going in solidarity with the Palestinians who are living under a brutal occupation by the Zionist government in Israel. I'll be working with both Palestinian peace activists, internationals, and Israeli peace activists who oppose the occupation and the apartheid wall that's being built around the West Bank.
Now, you use words that some people would have questions about, such as you use the word apartheid and you also use the word Zionist. Do you want to tell our listeners why you use those words?
Well, I use the word Zionist because I want to differentiate between the people of Israel and the religion Jewish. I'm not opposed to either. I'm opposed to the Zionist political government that is imposing the occupation on Palestinian people. And the reason I call it the apartheid wall is because it is indeed separating two ethnic groups illegally against international law.
And you're going to the West Bank, but there's also a group that's trying to get into Gaza right now, Viva Palestina. Can you tell us what you know about that group and their efforts to get into Gaza?
Viva Palestina has been working to coordinate a humanitarian convoy to get into Gaza to break the siege, which the people of Gaza are living in the substandard conditions in every way. Shelter, food is just not available to them. Israel does not allow it into the Gaza Strip. And the Viva Palestina March is attempting to break that siege. They're currently on a hunger strike, what I understand, because Egypt is not allowing them to cross into the Gaza Strip.
When you're in the West Bank, what do you expect to be doing? What will your daily activities be?
We'll be accompanying Palestinians to the various places that they need to go, work, school, to their fields. Because international presence often deflects violence towards them from both the Israeli military and the settlers, especially internationals with a camera. And we'll be working with women's groups to support family wellness and working for some type of cottage industries so that they can support themselves instead of. Right now, the Palestinians basically are having to support the occupation because they have no other means of supporting their families. Their land is being taken. Their olive groves, which have been there for 2,000 years, are being uprooted so that Israel can place settlements in the Palestinian territories.
And this isn't the first time that you've gone to a conflict area to witness what's going on and to potentially protect civilians. You also went to Iraq in 2003. Can you tell our listeners about that?
I went to Iraq in 2003 on January with Voices in the Wilderness, and we formed what we called the Iraq Peace Team, which was a group of people who chose to remain with the Iraqi people in solidarity during the, quote, shock and awe of Bush and the occupation. So I was there for 5 months, and I worked with children in a hospital who had most hideous forms of cancer from the first Gulf War, from the depleted uranium, which, by the way, is also now showing up in children in Baghdad from the 2003 shock and awe, as well as children in Gaza from depleted uranium poisoning.